Cover of Night by Linda Howard. Chapter 1. The guest who was staying in room 3 of Nightingale's Bed and Breakfast, which Kate Nightingale privately thought of as the He-Man room because it was almost unrelievedly masculine, stopped in the doorway of the dining room, then almost immediately stepped back out of sight. Most of the patrons who were enjoying Kate's morning offerings didn't even notice the man's brief appearance. Those who did probably didn't think anything about his abrupt departure. People here in Trail Stop, Idaho, tended to mind their own business, and if one of her guests wasn't in the mood for company while he ate, that was fine with them. Kate herself noticed him only because she was bringing in a platter of sliced ham from the kitchen at the same time, and the kitchen door was directly opposite the open hall doorway. She made a mental note to go upstairs the first chance she got and see if his name was Layton, Jeffrey Layton, wanted her to bring up a breakfast tray. Some guests didn't like eating with strangers, plain and simple. Taking a tray up wasn't anything unusual. Nightingale's B&B had been open for almost 3 years. The bed part of the business was often slow, but breakfast was booming. Opening her dining room to the public for breakfast had been a happy accident. Instead of having one large dining table where everyone would sit together, assuming all 5 of her guest rooms were occupied at the same time, which had never happened, she had placed 5 small tables, each seating 4, in the dining room so that her guests could eat in relative privacy if they wanted. Folks in the little community had quickly realized that Nightingale's offered some fine eating, and before she knew it, people were asking...